Hey guys, it's Doc from DLC. It's the 7th of November. I've been fortunate enough to catch up with Simon Robinson, CEO of YOLO Leisure. Are you there, Simon?
I'm here, Mike. Hi, good morning to you.
Thank you, mate. And morning to you as well. So today, YOLO have announced a £2.5 million issue of equity for a placement and investment in Magic Media Works. You've had an oversubscribed fundraiser, so there's obviously a great deal of interest. Could you give us a bit of an overview of what you've been doing with YOLO and why you made the investment today?
Yeah, sure, Mike. So we're basically a PLC that focuses on technology, media, leisure businesses. We've got four different investments at this moment in time, ranging from B2B TV businesses, B2C TV businesses, audio content, and esports. We met Magic Media Works team a short while ago and really liked the team, liked the vision of what they had set out. And we can see an opportunity with it. And we had a business that was ready to go. And we believe it represents very good value for our investors, and there's a big opportunity that we want to partner with them in terms of unlocking.
So they've certainly got a lot of interest around it. Just from reading the RNS, they've got a lot of well-known sort of musical names. You've got Stephen Fry in there, Robbie Williams, Sheryl Crow. You've got you've got all of these consultants working on board that have been directors at EMI and various other sort of music outlets. I mean, you guys, I'm sure, have gone through a sort of substantial due diligence process in making this investment. I mean, can you tell us a little bit more about the technology, the people involved, and how you think this is going to sort of hit the ground running, should we say, in the marketplace?
Sure, Mike. So I think first thing to say is that this has been a project that Rob Lewis, the founder, has been working on for a couple of years now. Very visionary, very entrepreneurial, and very well positioned within the music industry, but it's in essence it's a British technology company that has got all the foundations down. I think what his vision is about how to share music. He's seen a gap within the market as well. Obviously you've got some established music players out there as well, as you have in any sector you go into, but I think it's about based on only 90% of the population stream music, so there's a big addressable market to go after, and these are people with this product that can bring music into their homes for and up to now they might have been apprehensive about technology for whatever reason, or not wanting to take on subscriptions, etc. But this is a great opportunity of bringing an exciting, fun product into people's households. So really, it's about the management team that we've and the founding team that we've met, been very impressed with, a business that's ready to go and got all of the contracts in place, and we now want to give them that opportunity with our investment to unlock it and really go for it.
So, just sort of to an overview of that, you've got the electric jukebox, which is going to be hopefully have easier usability for the buyer. It allows people to bring it into the home. The cost of the unit includes subscriptions for the first year, I think, when I looked on the website. So you make that one-off payment for year one, and you've got access to music. It's easy to use for perhaps people who aren't quite au fait with technology, or they don't have a bunch of different devices to be able to listen to music. So it's about trying to get that awareness and that reach into everybody's sort of home. I guess what it does is it takes away the need for a CD player or a record player or a cassette player. So you see it as perhaps evolving the sort of way of listening to music. In your announcement, you state that there's a, or certainly Mr. Lewis states that there's a dramatic opportunity. I mean, have we got any idea what type of market size this product is going to go into?
Yeah, I mean, I think a couple of things on what you've said there, Mike. as well. So firstly, this is not a one-product company. This is obviously there, in terms of the process that we're going through with them, there's an initial product that launched onto the market, and there are other ones they have planned. Right. So that's something that's been appealing to us, and I think would be interesting for our investors. I think in terms of the opportunity with it, it's about simplify. It's a very, very simple setup process. So there's no subscription required. You get that premium catalog of music, very extensive range of music included within that price for the year. And then thereafter, year two, you have the choice of either renewing that or getting an ad-supported product. But basically, to renew it would be £52. So in the long run, actually, it's a very good value proposition for users, for customers. And that's, but I think the fact that it's part of a broader product range over the year ahead, that's actually what diversifies the proposition as well. And also, what I would say, it's an international business. So we're initially launching here in the UK. They're launching in the UK, and then they've got plans to for the US later next year, and then Germany, France, and rest of the world in the latter part of next year as well. So it's a scalable business. It's a global business, and that helps diversify the proposition as well.
So we know Nigel Ray's taken, and appreciate you giving me that information. We know Nigel Ray's taken a significant position in this business of yours, YOLO. Can you tell us, so naturally you're able to attract, people with that type of gravitas. Do you want to tell us a little bit, Simon, about what yourself and the team have been doing on the build up to this and where you perhaps see both this investment and the portfolio for people that perhaps are looking at YOLO today saying, okay, we know they've made this investment, it looks really exciting, but we don't, we need to know a little bit more about the investee company as in YOLO. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. I mean, so we've got the companies that we're invested into now, all of which are, I suppose, similar in their dynamic. They're very entrepreneurial. They're very visionary in what they're doing. Very technology orientated. So that those will continue, and we continue to be an active participant partner within those businesses, and whether there's any synergy with this, we'll have to wait and see. But I think this is really about the team executing. As I said, the business is ready to go. They put a huge amount of preparation in with all the media labels, so Universal, Warner, Sony, Merlin Group. So all of those, that takes a huge amount of time to negotiate those. Rob's been able to put those in place. So it's the business literally can be turned on into people's living rooms. And obviously all the retailers now that want to support it, because I think this is a product that can retail well. It presents well. It's very simple, as I've said before, but it looks great, and it's high quality. And so I think we're on an interesting journey, and I think what we've done, what the investment does, is it gets them into the Christmas period, gets them on sale, and lays the foundations ready for the rest of next year when we can take the business global.
Well, on that note, I guess we'll leave it at that, and appreciate your time, Simon. Thanks for coming on, and we'll speak again soon.
Thank you, Mike. Good to speak to you. Thank you.